All right. Complete our public hearings for the evening, moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Country Life Community Site Plan 18-14, preliminary site plan approval.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 35 single-family cottages and 45 apartment-style units accessed off of Hickman Road, Sussex County Route 16. The applicant was granted a special use exception for a convalescent home, nursing home, and/or home for the aged through the Board of Adjustment Case Number 12,194. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 4 and Parcel 23, and District 530, Map 9 and Parcel 4. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Country Life Home S1814, I move for preliminary approval with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Country Life Community Site Plan number 1814 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Artisans Bank, Site Plan 19-47, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 3,632 square foot bank building and associated parking to consist of a total of 27 parking spaces accessed off of Hood Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, and Parcel 127.06. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Artisans Bank, S19-47, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Artisans Bank site plan number 19-47 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is ABC Storage LLC revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the construction of an additional 22 parking spaces for an existing mini storage and retail business. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved change of zone 1884 on August 13, 2019 for the C2 Medium Commercial District. The applicant is requesting approval to provide parking in the front yard setback. There will be four parking spaces within the front yard setback, with the remaining proposed parking spaces beyond the front yard setback. If the request is granted, the revised site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 6, Parcel 6, and District 231, Map 5, Parcel 24. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and C2, Medium Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Where are the four parking spaces that are in the front setback? Because I can't figure it out looking at it.
The ones down the side?
They actually show the line on there where
the they're like the first four that
correct. It's in the smaller text, it's kind of hard to read, but
is that what it says
on there? Yes.
Okay, that's what. And why is this a hardship that this needs to? I mean, are these parking spaces that are already there because it's an where the existing building is?
So there was actually a request that was submitted with this one, and it should be in your packet. And they were requesting the parking in the front yard setback, and I believe it was due to financial reasons.
Okay. missed the letter, I'm sorry.
We can circulate it, if you have a paper copy.
How big is it? How big's the letter?
It's not very large, just like a single page.
So it's basically, they can't, it's cheaper to do it this way, or?
If not for this one, it might have been for, because there's two projects tonight with parking in front of it.
I know, that's why.
So it might have been for the other one.
Okay. I think the one.
But it is noted on there.
The one for Fisher, I think, did.
Yeah, it might have been Fisher.
Anybody else have any issues with, they're just continually, they'll just give it to us. We don't have to really consider our, is the way I'm feeling, but.
To assist, so it just looks as if they're making efficient use, and then they have that drive yard aisle, and then they have the front yard setback, and they're just putting them at a right angle because that space is available, and they have their drive aisle. But there are no notes or general notes on the drawing providing justification. I can just see that they're just making use of that space that's available that would otherwise just be unused space. So
it looks like, too, Janelle pulled it up.
Right.
And sort of remember that they're like, if I read it right, they're moving those five spaces out in front of the one building and turning them sideways.
See, that's what was throwing me. I'm like, are they asking for the spaces that are in front of the building already to be included?
So they're going to get rid of the spaces over here for the one to the southeast. And they want to put it to the side for the one to the north.
I think even in those current spaces, people back in and out right onto 404.
That
makes sense now. Yeah. I had trouble figuring out what.
That looks like a safer alternative. Yeah.
I don't care if I look stupid asking these questions. So.
All right. No, like about
this. I'm not afraid to be stupid.
You're comfortable in your own skin. That's good.
Well, but you're right, though. That's other. You have to keep in mind that, it's the first one out of the gate, too. If this one maybe makes sense, but, then the next one would come in and say, well, the other person did it. Why can't I? I think you always have to have an eye on that.
Right. Well, I just wanted to be sure that. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to ABC Storage LLC, I move for approval of the revised site.
Final subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
So moved.
Second.
I moved and seconded to approve the ABC Storage LLC site plan, revised site plan. With the parking in the front yard setback as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the bottom line, site plan 19-48, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a professional office in an existing 1,374 square foot structure, 7 parking spaces, and other site improvements located at 29065 Lewis Georgetown Highway. The applicant is requesting approval for relief from the interconnectivity requirement for commercial uses. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 4, and Parcel 80. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
All right, on this one, I think they should still keep the interconnectivity. I would be fine with them not having to build it now, but to have it on the site plan and have it dedicated, so in the future, when other, you know, if the place next door decides they're changing their site plan, we're like, great, well, you're going to connect up with the other guy. And if the house next door to that says we're going commercial, they all have to connect. Because if we don't start somewhere, we're going to end up with...
We won't have the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, the option. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. I'm looking at the reason given, and the reasoning given almost seems like a reason to do it, not a reason not to do it. Because they're referring to it, I think the word that was intended was conversion. It says conversation, but I think they intended to say conversion. But it's a residential conversion. Well, residential conversion has been happening on this street ever since I've been here. And so providing for the interconnectivity just seemed wise. I would agree with you. I don't care if they physically pave it today, but it needs to be on the site plan, designated as such.
Right.
And then if it's there, if it's ever needed, if it's not needed. And it does, just from a cursory look at the plan, doesn't look like it's a hardship to do it. It just looks like they...
Right. I mean, it would be a road to nowhere. I get that, too.
But
eventually it probably won't be a road to
nowhere. Well, that's why I think it's appropriate to say that it doesn't need to be, you know, improved at this time, but the property needs to be designated as such on the final site plan, so that at some future time it could be tied in. And I guess that would need to be what the plan says, though, because they would have to commit to building it when and if their neighbor provided a connector, then it would need to be built.
Okay, so Mr. Robertson, what would be the best way for me to say this?
Yeah, to require the interconnectivity to be shown on the final site plan to require the interconnectivity to just be shown on the final site plan and to be built, what, if the other properties are ever developed?
Well, the one property next to it is already, but because they're already done before we said they had to do that.
Yeah.
When it's determined to be necessary by the Planning and Zoning Commission or the Planning and Zoning Director?
I think the commission, yeah.
We can bring it back in.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so then I will make that motion that they have to have it on the site plan and that they have to agree to build it when deemed necessary.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bottom line site plan S19-48 as a preliminary, with the conditions stated in the motion and with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Fisher's Popcorn Fenwick LLC. Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed parking lot obtaining 9 parking spaces and other site improvements located off of Lighthouse Road. The applicant is seeking a provision to allow for parking in the front yard setback. The front yard setback requirement per the county zoning code is 60 feet. The average front yard setback for this lot would be 15 feet for a structure. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the tax parcel is District 134, Map 23.20, and Parcel 149. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
This is in that one section of Sussex County in Fenwick Island that's not in Fenwick Island. There's mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, I looked at it, I'm like, that's in the county. So, I mean, that this one actually does make sense to me. Just, I mean, 60 feet, and that's like everything.
Well, and where it is.
Yeah.
How'd this one end up on the agenda with Keller? That's my question. I don't know. Does your district? I don't know. It seems like it should be one of you.
Well, jump in there.
We're sharing the love.
I think it was like sharing the...
Did you say you are waiting for the approvals?
We are awaiting agency approvals. Okay. That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Fisher's Popcorn Fenwick LLC, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's Been moved and seconded to approve Fisher's Popcorn Fenwick LLC preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits, and that is with allowing the parking in the front yard setback. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Before we get to our additional business, let's refer back to our public hearings, if you could. And our first public hearing was change of zone number 1903 W. Wayne Baker.
Mr. Hawkins, on this one, I know there wasn't any opposition, you know, and it seems like maybe you all are inclined to maybe act favorably on it, you know, just like we do, if you don't mind, just to defer it so we can get...
Absolutely.
You know, and hopefully the applicant will realize that's not indicative of anything.
Oh, yes. Well, he'll get over it. CZ 1903, Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1903 W. Wayne Baker, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1903 W. Wayne Baker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1904 Dry Acres LLC.
Same comment, Mr. Hopkins. Or Ms. Stevenson.
Yes, I make a motion to defer on CZ 1904 Dry Acres LLC for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1904 Dry Acres LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I would make sure that it wasn't because I think they'll get over it. So.
We have one additional item on the agenda this evening, and that is public comments accepted in the recognition of Ms. Cornwell. Is there anyone here who would like to speak?
Well, I'll start.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on your move over to Lewis. I didn't realize it's been 5 years. That you've been with us. That's, you know, we've had exactly two planning zoning directors in Sussex County, so you know, you guys have set the bar really high. So yeah, it's been really fun working with you. We'll still see each other, I know, because you're going to be in Lewis not too far away, but you know, it's been impressive how I feel like working with Janelle, and I think you all get the feel for this too. I mean, between the code and going through writing a whole comp plan and just dealing with all the day-to-day stuff. I mean, she's really, like, faster than I think anybody could expect. Like, just picked up all that stuff really quickly. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, you ask her a question on some section of the code, and she just knew it, and really fast, and was a great resource, and was really helpful to me, because I don't know if you realize, you ask me questions, and I kind of go, you know, what, you know, and so, you know, she knows this stuff, but I think she's been a great asset to Sussex County, you know, certainly a great asset to the commission and also county council. I will say this too, you know, because I've brought this up to county council a lot, and I think you all realize it, particularly in your line of work for everybody here. One of the things that is often underappreciated is how much that office does besides a Monday night for Board of Adjustment and getting ready for that, and a Thursday night for planning and zoning and getting ready for that, and county council and getting ready for all that. I mean, they're like the motor for Sussex County for a lot of things, and that's sort of the, let's say, that's almost the one office of the county that most residents or people with an interest in Sussex County have interface with. You know, they have questions about applications, or they're trying to get a survey approved, or asking questions about this or that, or building permits or whatever. You know, so the amount of workload that is run through that office that, you know, under her leadership is just handled on a day-to-day basis that we don't even see is phenomenal. So with that, you've done a great job over the past 5 years, and good luck.
Thanks.
Forward to Lewis. Yeah. So, and we know where you are, so we have questions on what'd you do. We're picking up the phone and calling.
Sorry, the phone's went away.
Yeah, no, I'm right. Yeah, I'll come down to City Hall, Lewis. Anyway, that was long and drawn out, but it's well deserved.
Thanks.
Yeah. I know, you foolish woman, you're moving closer to me. I'm probably. To your credit, you have always been very patient with me and the million questions that I ask and the crazy things that I'm thinking. And you've never once sent me an email saying you are just a boob. So.
Yeah. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Right, yeah. 4:30. Emails will start coming out. Well,
no.
It has been, it's been very nice working with you. I do appreciate your intelligence and the knowledge that you base that you have brought. That, again, every crazy question I've asked you, and even like I'll be like, what about like 4 months ago when we did that thing that was on the thing, and you'd be like, and you would know what I was talking about, which is incredible, because my husband doesn't even get that. So, so good job and good luck.
Thank you.
You know, but yeah, you're stuck with me over there too, man.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm impressed with you know how quick you are and how on top of it you are. You know, you have a lot of potential. It'll be fun to see where you go with it.
Thanks.
Are you going to have as many night meetings?
No.
What? Are you going to actually see the light of day now?
That's the hope. What's the light of day again? I don't understand that concept.
I too would echo, I'm sorry, all of everyone else's sentiments. I've been here just a year and a half, but it's been a great pleasure, and I do wish you lots of luck ahead, and I know you're going to do great things.
Thank you.
You really are awesome. Been a great resource for me. Thank you.
No stupid questions. Trust me, public.
And I'm sort of rehash what other people said. Janelle's been like the Alexa of... Janelle, and bang. Janelle, you helped me, you know, join the Board of Adjustments and get up to speed and then move up to planning and zoning. And you were very helpful with my line of work, too. And I appreciate you, and I wish you great luck.
Thank you. Always happy to help.
I told you, a friend of mine in Lewis that does a lot of applications is thrilled you're coming there.
That's nice to hear.
Lewis is lucky. Yeah.
Well, I knew that when Lawrence said he was going to retire, that no matter who came in next, it was going to be a darn near impossible job to keep folks happy, to be able to do things without being second-guessed day after day after day, and to be allowed to make that office your office. I think everyone understood that intellectually, but still it was a struggle for folks. Change is difficult. And we had not had a new director in 45 years. And yet you stepped into that breach, and I'm still not sure why. And you handled that entire transition, I think, with as much grace as anyone could have been expected to do. And I'm sure that your next transition will be easier. Yes. I can't imagine one that would have been any more difficult. And it's just the nature of the way things work, I think. And you handled it really well. On top of all the things that everyone else has said, you have the knowledge, and you have patience. Believe me, I know, because I've tried your patience. And I just wish you all the best for Lewis and with Lewis. And you should write a book at some point, and I'm sure you probably could.
I have to wait a few years.
Yeah. So. Anyone else?
If I can quickly on behalf of staff, although staff within the building took the opportunity to say farewell to Janelle today, and I'm sure we will again tomorrow, we are going to miss you, Janelle, and I will have you on speed dial. And it's not quite going to be the same anymore. So, thank you.
Well, thank you. I've really actually enjoyed the last 5 years. It's been, great getting to learn everything and,
There are no stupid questions. There are no dumb questions, you know.
I've tested that many times.
So thank you. It's been a pleasure working with all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda, but I would ask that we enter it into the minutes of this meeting that the entire Planning and Zoning Commission deeply appreciates Ms. Cornwell's years of service and her help and her friendship, and that we wish her all the best in her next endeavor. And if anyone has anything for the good of the order, we'll entertain that now. If not, we stand adjourned.